Okay. So, as we have discussed at this point extensively, the Torah really, really, really doesn't like people being involved, people involved in forbidden sexuality, whether that means in thought, in speech, in action, in pretty much anything, right? Beaches, yes, that's a category in and of itself, and we haven't even dealt with mixed dancing, Rachman Alonson, but I'm done. I'm done with this topic. Don't do mixed dance.
I might as well
don't.
Do it. Once.
Good. Just so that you know, it's not like I'm not saying it's mutter and therefore I'm not dealing with it. I just don't want to deal with it.
I'm gonna go to the club now.
You know, we didn't deal with that. We didn't deal with PDA. I just don't. It's public displays of affection.
Affecting your diet.
You know, stuff like that. But now what we're gonna deal with is the exception that our Gemara carves out. Our Gemara carves out the following exception, which is called, the topic is called Ba'avidte Tarid. And the Gemara had said, he's involved in his work. The Gemara had said that it is forbidden to watch animals mate. So then, if you remember, and I found this source sheet online. This is not mine, but it organizes at least the main sources, and then I added my own sheet. Because, whatever. I was like, oh, I'll copy someone else's, but of course, that lasts me like 5 seconds.
Which is longer.
What? Which is longer, yeah. That's fine. Where the Gemara says, wait a second. Right, we saw this in the Gemara already. Right? That wait a second. If you can't even watch animals mate because it'll lead you to improper thoughts, then how is an animal breeder allowed to actually breed animals?
The thing is, you said like last time because we think that he's repulsed by it, but because he's.
The Gemara says, he is involved in his job. This same Gemara appears in Bava Metzia Tzadi Aleph. Now, what is the implicit assumption? Donnie, what's the implicit assumption?
That we should think that he is a.
Why is it mutter if someone's Bavid Tetar?
Because he's doing work and he's.
No, he's doing.
Let's be very careful. Right? So Nachum says because he's not doing it. For Hana'ah. Is that what the Rambam says?
Well, he's not doing it for, like, sexual Hana'ah. Like,
is that what the Rambam says?
No.
The Rambam seems to think that because you're involved in your work, you're not. That's not where your head space is at.
Correct. It's not that that's not why he's doing it.
Right.
Is that it won't lead to hear her. There's a big nafkamina between those two formulations.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. This is important. Okay. I'm not like attacking you. I'm telling you. This is important. Right. This is an important dafka. Right, the Rambam says, what's the Yisod of Bavidte Tarid?
It's not going to lead to.
That it won't lead to hear her. Right? But what Nachum is suggesting, and we'll see that the postgame are going to play with this, is not that it won't lead to hear her. Is that that's not why you're doing it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
There's a nafkamina. Right, obviously.
If it does lead to hear her, but even though it wasn't your intention, like.
Something. Right, meaning, what if it does lead to hear, but that's not why you're doing it, right? Are you held responsible? Right, or let's say, right, that's not why, yeah, or what if.
It was your intention, but
or,
it didn't lead to hear
yeah, or if it wasn't your intention, or, right, I mean, or. You know it's going to happen. That's not why you want to do it. I mean, you want to be an OB because you like bringing life into the world. You just know that it will cause you improper thoughts.
Right.
Right? Right, meaning... Right, and you... Now, I want... So, those two formulations we have to be careful with, right? Because right, they're not exactly the same. Now, this has a nafkamina. Now, okay. I want you to keep in mind, though, that as we've seen over and over and over and over and over and over and over in Araya, there are always two questions the poskim ask, which is really something you should ask everywhere in life, but in Araya, the poskim ask it more than anywhere else. Which is, one is it mutter? Second
is it a bad thing?
Yeah, is it a good idea? Right? Meaning, in general, you should...
A bad idea.
Right? Yes, exactly. Can you, is it allowed? And should you do it? Right? Can you? Should you? Right? In general in life, this is a good rule, right? You don't just say, is it mutter? You say, is it a good idea? But definitely, be'avidto tarid, right? The poskim are really quite sensitive to this. And in general, in sexuality, as we've seen, the poskim are very, very, very sensitive to this because not everything that's mutter is a good idea. And remember, I gave you the example in my own life, right, of when Ora and I were engaged, and even when cases were not formally ichud, because right, there were other people technically around who could have walked out, I left the door open because there's mutter, and then there's what's a good idea, right? And not everything that's...
In other words, using logic.
Yes, using your head, right? You know, this is an important thing. Okay. In number three, right, we've already seen this, the Shulchan Aruch says that Bavidtei Tarid doesn't work for one's wife. Right? Why? Right, now let's come back to Nachum's formulation. Right? Nachum, according to Nachum's formulation, right? Does the Rambam make any sense? Does the Shulchan Aruch make any sense, rather?
Well,
no, not at all. Right? Why is the guy saving his wife? Not for sexual pleasure. It may be a result, but it's not why he's doing it. Right, but his problem is, right, that it is intimate in the end of the day. It may not be why he's doing it. But again, the issue for him is it intimate? Is that why he's doing it?
Right.
However, the Rama argues and says, right, the Rama, as we already discussed, says it is mutter. Right, it is mutter. Because that's not why he's doing it. It's not intimate, right, or it's not intimate enough. But remember the can-should distinction. Right? But remember the can-should distinction. So what does the Rama say? Im ein rofe acher.
If there's someone else to save.
If there's, right? You know, if there's not somebody else, then he shouldn't do it. Meaning,
right,
technically, but again, why? Right? Tell me, if it's mutter for a husband to treat his wife because it's not the type of thing, it's not intimate enough,
right,
so why should he try to avoid it?
Because he should
have. Exactly, because in our riot, we always, the poskim are, like I said, the poskim are extremely sensitive to, look, the Rama says, I don't agree, me'ikra din, that it's usser, but if you can avoid it, right, you can avoid it, and again, that was, we already saw the shach. Okay, fine. However, everything you say in this sugya, you're going to have to be tempered with a second sugya. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
No, you said avoided. What do you mean by avoided?
What do I mean by avoided? You should try to avoid it.
But the
Rama says that if there's another doctor there that's not her husband, and therefore he's not going to... So that we've seen this over and over and over again. Okay. But anything you say in our sugya is going to have to be tempered. Because our Gemara says that if someone's involved in their work, it is permitted,
mm-hmm,
either because the way the Rambam formulates it, we assume it won't lead to hear her,
or because it's,
not or maybe as Nachum writes, and we'll see whether there's resonance in this in the Mishonim, that that's not why he's doing it, right? And that might be a heter, okay? However, the Gemara in Kiddushin says that Kol Shasar Gemanashim Lo Yisra Yached Im Hanashim, that anybody who works extensively with women should not have yichud with women, which the Gemara goes on to explain, meaning even in cases where technically it's not yichud,
you still shouldn't,
right? Technically not yichud, because someone who works with women extensively, we assume that his sensitivity is different, and therefore we're worried that something that for everybody else is not yichud, for him might still lead to problems. And what I gave you on number one in my sheet, which is the next line, I don't know why this whoever wrote the source sheet didn't put it. One second. And therefore, the Gemara, the Mishnah continues, below yilamed adam es bino umenos ben hanashim. And therefore, you shouldn't ideally teach your child a profession amongst women. Right, meaning the fact, right, and here you see something interesting, because the Gemara says, look.
I translated, when you say teach your child a profession amongst, so you mean a profession that means he's going to be working.
Correct.
Correct. That's how I generalize.
Like a modeling industry. Like
no, not a modeling industry. He shouldn't be, possibly,
child,
it could be in an elementary school teacher, where there's an overwhelming number of women. Right, that's the type of examples a post can bring. Right? Right? That's part of the deal. And I'm not saying it's ulcer. I'm saying when they're talking about it, we don't mean... I'm not talking about where you're going to be involved in pritzos. Just one where... Don't teach them to be a hairstylist. Right? That's what the post can talk about. Right? Not something which is prust, where the guy is going to be spending all day and night, Right, in a...
Not promiscuous.
That's my point. Not promiscuous.
Just women in general.
Yeah, that's the problem.
So for its sneeze modeling.
The photographer, the sneeze clothing
I'm talking, again, hairstylist, right? Elementary school teacher, yeah, potentially.
Right.
Right, potentially, again. But I'm saying that's the type of discussion the post game.
Well, not all jobs have, or both can have men and women in them. It's not as...
I understand.
I'm saying.
Okay.
But Calva Homer, even a, you know,
yes,
somebody.
Right, and the rush, but the rush here, for our purposes, and we'll come back to this, and the rest of this in a moment, the rush highlights, what is the chiddush of the Gemara? What's the chiddush of the Gemara? Right, he says, mashma, look at the end of number six.
Sure.
Right, the end of, mashma shalomer, afo pishahaya ro'oi lo lahatir lo yoser, mishum David teitarid. You might have thought that if someone works with women extensively, it should be more makil
to
be alone with women because he's involved in work.
Because he's used to it.
Correct.
Right.
Right? Or mishum deino yochel izayer, or because it's impossible not to. Afilu hochi aser. The chiddush of the Gemara is that no. Right?
Even there it's also.
Right?
Even
and here. And what does this show you? And this is what I want to, right? Sometimes I try to, you know... This is, I feel, thank you, Shimon, but I feel very, you know, Rosenzweigian in the way I'm about to approach this, yeah? Right, Rosenzweig is one of the things he likes doing, right? Luchenstein always liked to make sugars as clear as possible, right? Right, Oze. Right. Rosenzweig is very into creating spectrums, right? Right, he very much likes to show how that, you know, even post-game or even issues that seem completely distinct lie on a spectrum, right? If you want to understand this, so you've got to understand this, right? That on the one hand, on the one side of the spectrum, we have this heter called Bavid Te Tarid,
right?
Which is that the expectation that if something is someone's job,
then it's
it makes things more mutter.
Right.
Right? Because we assume contextually it won't lead to here, or that's not why he's doing it.
Right.
It's not a promiscuous thing to do. At the other extreme, we have the Gemara cautioning you,
that you
and saying,
go into this
L'chadchila avoids such situations because, just because it's true that if I want to reinterpret the rush or rephrase the rush, just because it's true that someone who is involved with this type of thing for his profession is desensitized,
right,
such that we have to be less worried.
You shouldn't.
A, maybe lechatchila we don't want to desensitize you, meaning the fact that that's the result and therefore creates less housing problems is true. But who says lechatchila we want to desensitize you?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Two, is even somebody, right, meaning as much as we're going to say, sure, it's mutter for someone to be a doctor, because that's most doctors are not in it for voyeuristic reasons.
Right.
Right? We all know of horror stories where doctors were in fact in it. Right? You look in the news, you'll find that there are, right?
Yep.
And therefore, just because something might be mutter, and it might be true that when you get to the point where you're desensitized because your profession is mutter, that doesn't mean lechatchila we want you to be put in that situation because maybe we don't want you desensitized. And the second of all is, we know realistically that just because it's your job doesn't mean
it's a good idea.
Right? Or
doesn't mean you're not going to leave.
It doesn't mean that for everybody that's going to be enough.
Right.
Right? And as we'll see, right, I discussed this briefly with Rosenzweig, there is a general consensus, which I think everybody here will probably strongly agree with, I hope. But you haven't agreed with me on anything yet on this topic, right? Which is that many post-gim have this intuition, which we'll examine, that it is mutter for a man to be a doctor, maybe even an OBGYN, right? Meaning a gynecologist. Obstetrician gynecologist, that's what we call it in America, right?
Gynecologist.
Yes, as you call it in Hebrew also, gynecologist. But the same post can say, we're not thrilled, and maybe it's really usher, for a teenage boy to be a lifeguard at a woman's pool.
Right.
I, both cases, is bavid te tarid.
Mm-hmm.
The post can have this intuition, right? That which I totally meachus 100%
agree
with.
Right.
That,
but you should. Maybe technically lalacha. Right. Yeah. You
maybe,
can.
Maybe.
Right. Maybe.
Right. Again, not necessarily, but there is this, and again, I want to justify this intuition in post-Kim, but before, sometimes, you know, sometimes in halacha, you know, you have no preconceived intuition of what the halacha should be, right? And you just enter, you know, tabula rasa, right? That means that blank slate, right? Sometimes, like, I think if I asked you, not knowing any sugya, right? Which, right, do you think that it's possible to justify a man being a doctor, right? And should we apply the same answers to a teenager who wants to be a lifeguard? I think you would all would have said, you know,
probably.
You know, yeah. So, again, I want to, but that's what I want to try to justify halachically. Is this, or show you, even not halachically, show, but from the vantage point of poskim, right? Again, it's not going to be necessarily formal halacha, but from the vantage point of psak, this type of intuition, okay? Now the Gemara in Tainis.
Ooh, this was an interesting case.
Good. So tell me what happened.
Basically, there's a blood letter. The blood letter. I'm assuming that was like a medical treatment back then.
Yes, bloodletting was a medical treatment. Good. Yes.
They would leeches.
Yeah, yeah. They used leeches and they thought it was a medical treatment. Yes.
This one suggests there was he would make an incision on the person. But basically, he would separate in his, I guess, practice in his office, he would separate men from women. And as well as when he was doing it on the women, he had this garment that would only expose the part of the woman he was making.
Good. And again, here, let's assume, right, it could be that he thought this was actually chayav, but it doesn't sound that way, right? It sounds like, right, that this was a very frum guy.
Right.
Right? And what he's saying is, look, maybe it wasn't mechuyav.
The Gemara's.
Right? Maybe it was his job. Maybe it's not technically a context where he's chayav. But, right, again, as we've said, the Gemara, the two extremes are yes, maybe formally it's mutter. On the other hand, the Gemara cautions you about the dangers that can come. And therefore, maybe it's mutter, but that doesn't mean we lechatchila encourage the guy to not set up precautions. Okay, good. Now what we have here is a few tshuvot where
the Gemara suggests there that it was definitely more like a Maitzah Tova sort of thing.
Yeah, no, exactly. Right? I mean, it doesn't sound like it's chayav. Right? And again, this is what I'm trying to drive home, right? That here you really do have a spectrum because the Gemara on the one hand says technically there's a Vitei Tari, which is a Heter. On the other hand, there's the Gemara's advice, which is try to avoid such professions. And if you're in such a profession, recognize that you are desensitized and that has implications. Right, that may mean that in other areas of your life you have to be more careful. Right, that's what the Rosh is telling you. Right, that someone who is around women all day, you might think he's less sensitized. The Gemara says, you know, that guy, what for somebody else might be a safe situation, for them is not.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because
would be more of a safe.
No, that's what the Rosh is telling you. It's not necessarily true. Right, if someone is a hairstylist, right? You shouldn't have gone into that, right? But, right, what's the problem? Let's take an example of what Post can suggest for that person. Again, we'll see this more inside in a moment. But let me just throw one out, right? One of the big heterim that we have in Yichud is Baila Be'ir, right? That the husband's around in the city, right? You don't have to worry about Yichud because the husband might walk in.
Right.
But the Post can assume that, look, right? I mean, this is already Gemara. In Libo Gaspa, right? If it's somebody who you are comfortable with, you are infatuated with, but right, and if infatuation you need, right, could just be comfortable with, right, we assume that the husband being in the city doesn't really help, either because you're too comfortable and therefore you won't be afraid of the husband, or because if the husband shows up and you're in the house, it's not going to raise an eyebrow, right? Meaning, right, think about it, if someone is a hairstylist, right, and he comes to people's houses to style people's hair.
And
the husband walked in, right? As long as they had time to hide any, you know, evidence of wrongdoing.
Right.
Right. Like his very presence in the house is not going to
cause any suspicion.
Right, and therefore, right, even if right, meaning it's not like, oh, you're desensitized, and therefore, they're, you know, across the board, you can be more makil. But the Gemara is telling you sometimes dafka, the people who are in that situation where they're desensitized, other problems, right, are increased, right?
Right.
They don't say it's inherently. Even the guy who thinks he's numb to all these.
Well, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about even someone who can point and say, "Look, I professionally." Uh-huh. Right. Still, right. The Gemara says there are consequences, right, to being desensitized. Okay. So now I gave you a few tshuvot here, and then we'll go to the second sheet, right? And again, all these tshuvot are at some level, right? You'll see. Again, I could try, and we'll do a little bit of this, right? Very sharply, lumdishly say, this person falls here, this person understands it here. But I want you to understand that, especially in this sugya, there is a spectrum, right? That the poskim are trying to reach a middle ground, right? I don't think that here the poskim are really yomom v'layla. It's not like, right? All the poskim understand that there is somewhere in the middle where you have to, on the one hand, recognize that a certain amount of desensitized is legitimate, and especially for a profession, and you have to take that into account. On the other hand, we don't necessarily want you in that situation. We recognize that no amount of being desensitized is going to guarantee
that you're not
going to do something wrong. Right? You know, maybe, before we do Rav Moshe, you know, why don't we skip to 10 and 11, to the two tshuvot by Rav David Tzvi HaLevi. Because Rav David Tzvi HaLevi, I think, in general, I think this is true of his tshuvot, is a very down-to-earth posek. Right? He's a posek where you... And in this sugya, right, Rav Moshe is also, but I think we haven't seen Rav David Tzvi HaLevi yet this year. Rav Chaim David HaLevi, rather. Look at these two tshuvot, okay? Number 10 and 11. Sheila. Hineni chovesh b'tzahal.
Is he like a modern posek?
Yeah, he died, in the 90s maybe? Something like that. You can check his exact years. He was chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. We're talking modern. I don't remember exactly when he died. I don't think I've really looked it up, but he's modern. Like, he's not alive now, but he's, you know, last, you know, he's modern. So he says, Sheila, hineni chovesh b'tzahal. Someone asked him. He said, I am a medic. And Sal, v'chelig mitavkidi hulaz zvikot. One of my jobs is to give people shots. B'mikresh ein chov shoto achayot asher hein notot zvikot levanot. When there is no nurse or female doctor, v'yesh charach mazrakat zvikot levat shalot charach pikuach nefesh v'mkoman ha-mechusim. And there's a need to give someone a shot, not for pikuach nefesh, but on their covered part of their body, meaning, you know, a lot of shots have to go on your thigh, naniach, right? Or even your upper arm, if you think that's a part of the body that has to be covered. Right? I don't know which part of the body he's assuming, but whatever it is, or in the stomach, right? Certain shots have to, right, depending on things that are intramuscular and things that are intravenous and whatever it is. Now this woman comes to me and said, can you give me a shot? Do I have to send him to a not from one, but his point is not to me. Do I have to pass it on? Okay? So he says, tshuva. He says, right? I also, certain tshuvot, you feel like the posek is just talking about the halacha, and certain tshuvot, the posek is talking to the person.
Right, this one's to
right?
The person.
He's very much talking to the guy. He said, Choshesha, I'm talking to you. What I'm sensing from you is that you're worried about improper thoughts. Maybe you're worried about something worse, I don't know. He said, and I admit that improper thoughts are biblically forbidden. He said, and therefore, I think it's right, if possible, to always have female doctors or nurses around, or medics or whatever. And he said, in life in general, if possible, I would prefer that men, again, you know, that men deal with men, women deal with women. But if that's not the situation, you turn up and there are only males around. There are only male doctors or medics around. And what's the alternative? You're going to say no, so he's just going to go to a male, non-Orthodox medic. He says, is it better you do it?
Well, yeah,
why?
That's,
why?
That's lifnei your pros.
What?
It might be
it's not lifnei yiver. Meaning, maybe. But what is it? What's his svara? That you're at least sensitive to it,
mm-hmm.
Right?
No.
Meaning, he's saying yes, I should be avoided. You're at least sensitive to the problem.
He's trying to avoid it. The other person
right?
Is not going to try
right?
To avoid
that's,
it.
He said, Barosh Rishonash Mikrek Hazek Shashi or Nilche Ktzad. He said, look, technically this is mutter. Right? The concern of here where he's pushed away at least a little bit. How do we know? The worker had there. Right?
Right.
So technically it's mutter, you're working. Zod va'od. Nireli shadir shadam dati yaseh zot mesher lo dati. And again, he said, I think a front person should do it. I assume because they're more sensitive to the fact that there's even an issue.
Really?
Right, that's his argument. Again, whatever.
He has a good point.
Right, I mean, his point.
No,
look,
I understand. Yeah, understand.
Look, I don't think it's dati as much as not dati. I think it's the person who bothered asking the question.
Right.
Right? Meaning, the person who...
He's saying somebody who's more...
Think about it.
If somebody's even bothering to answer the question, that means he's more...
He's at least concerned about it.
Right.
Yeah. Correct? Right? That's right. That shows something.
Not gonna even
I
care,
assume that's what he wants. He said, Me'ata adama pares b'rei avera, k'ra sik b'agashat ezra refuid, im yar b'avera, li'isr te'chashiv lo. And then he says, someone who in general has improper thoughts, right? If he has improper... Now, right? And then he makes a chiddush, and he says, look, let's say you're the type of person that always has improper thoughts, and then you go to work, and you have improper thoughts. He said, that guy, I think, is a sinner. Why? Where is he coming from? Because how does he understand the sugya, probably? Like the Rambam. The reason it's mutter, but vidde tari, is because we assume there won't be thoughts. But if you're the type of person, you know what's going to happen,
right?
So why are you in that job? Right?
Right.
Right, you can't tell me it isn't.
That's a little hard because sometimes usually there are female mechanics on it.
But then he says, this is where he's very practical. And he says, but listen, don't be so frum. He's like, you're so scared by giving her the shot, right, that you might, you know,
mess it up.
Why? Yeah. Oh my God! It's her leg. I gotta do this fast as possible, so I can look at her leg minimal, right? He said, please don't do that. So velota sin of ziruda ruya, right? Meaning, again, this is the chatzit shota problem, right? Right. Remember, he's saying, look, right. Think about all the sugyas he's combining, right? He's saying technically it's mutter because of vute tarid,
right?
But in these issues, in addition to things that are mutter, we want you to. Right? Not everything gets mutter is lechatchila.
Right.
Right? He's saying, look, there's no one around, so do it. If you can avoid it, then avoid it.
No, but
it's technically mutter.
He said
right?
It's better for him to do it, though.
No, it was better for a woman to do it. Right?
Right.
He said, better. No, you're right. He said, if there's a woman around, let her do it. Right? If there isn't, then I'd rather the person who's sensitive to the problem than not.
Do it, right.
But don't be too sensitive.
Right.
Right? Don't be an idiot.
Close your
right?
eyes and
exactly.
Stab her.
Exactly. Right? Don't cause danger to her. Oh, this was supposed to go into the vein, but I accidentally gave her an intramuscular. Right? Please don't do that, right? So as long as you can find balance, meaning you don't think it'll cause you bad thoughts, and you're not so scared of bad thoughts that you're going to give her the wrong shot in the wrong place.
So you gotta
do it yourself.
In the middle.
Right?
Wait, so this,
and God will help you. Hashem, you say,
does this go for a doctor as well?
Yeah, the same type of svara. Correct, meaning
but a doctor's not allowed to pass up a patient.
Again, right? We'll come to it.
Okay.
Right, but I'm not. I put doctor things on this sheet.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Again, I said what I'm trying to show you is the spectrum or the range, right?
Yeah,
and what I'm showing is that poskim, I think they're all trying to get at basically the same point. They're trying to balance, right? Certain poskim will be more extreme, but I think in general the trend in poskim is to find this middle ground or recognition that there are things which are mutter but not such a good idea, and trying to balance them, right? This is clearly the direction.
If you know you're going to have improper thoughts, then you shouldn't go into
good, and we'll see that. Okay, a second tshuva by Rav Chaim David HaLevi. He says, "Beroshu Rishna Yezachu bePshitut. Shota Isha Lo Aita Bechinat Choloshiv Zogon. Shagava Kol Dachwei VeSafik Pikuach Nevesh Docha Gadar Kula." He said, "The case we're talking about in this one obviously is not Pikuach Nevesh. It was Pikuach Nevesh." Right, this shayla that he was talking about, right, was not pikuach nefesh. And he says, when it's not pikuach nefesh, if possible, a man should go to a male doctor, a woman should go to a female doctor. Again, not everyone agrees to this because some people say big deal, right? But he's saying, look, I think that's a good idea. I'm not saying you have to. He said, mean it, right? He says, right? Look how truthful he says. He said, "V'lo mikoach adin." Right? This is doctors already. Right? He said, technically, it's fine. Right? A man can go to a female doctor, and a woman can go to a male doctor. No problem. Mishum de'umen b'avitei tarid. Aval, Shlomo de Barbara Rofe.
A man can go to a female doctor.
And a woman can go to a male doctor. He said, Mikra Adin, it's fine.
It's their job, right.
Correct. Aval, Shlomo de Barbara Rofe, Vadashish Chashir, Vihira Vera Sermonatara. Said, if we weren't talking about a doctor, be Asir, to cause improper thoughts. Meata. Right? So here, the Shiloh was about a physiotherapist, right? Or getting a stomach massage, right? So he says, Meata. Ota Isha Shepidnake Evala, Vadashichol, I tell the couple, Tibur Figambi de Rofe. She said, technically, a woman can get a stomach massage from a physiotherapist or whatever from a male doctor. Even if I would prefer a woman, she's there. Right, but then, right, watch how he pulls this. The Shoel said to him, listen, if it's mutter for a physiotherapist to give a woman a massage, right, a stomach massage, so why isn't it mutter for a random guy who knows how to give massages to give the woman a massage that will help her stomach?
Because that's not his job.
Correct. He says, what are you crazy? He says, Zod, low, like, listen, right? Again, this is where he's talking. One second. He's talking to him. He says,
walked in on that. Like,
right? You weren't here for the beginning of the tshuva. So wait. Said, Zod, lo edam minayin lecha. He said, where did you get that logic? Right? He said, v'chi kol ke'i beten nirpal ide isui. He said, what? Every stomach ache is solved by a good stomach massage from the random man hanging around? Said, no. Said, what? I'm going to let the random guy give women stomach massages on the smach that it helps their stomach? He said, look, a massage, if a doctor tells you need a massage, nearly shame a maase, a physiotherapist, he said, if we're talking about a physiotherapist in a medical office, right, licensed by the medical profession, right, not a sketchy massage.
My van and I'll get
right, he's saying, you, if you're talking about it, right, and he said, and there isn't a woman there to give the massage, and there's just a man, fine, so it's good like any other medical thing.
Right.
But he said, let's be careful. Because, sure, there are physiotherapists who are giving you a medical massage. And then there's, massage is good for me in general. Like, it helps me relax.
Like a...
You mean like
a massage!
Like a masseuse.
A spa!
A masseuse, yeah,
right, you go to a spa. Right? But it's not the hoof. It's like, it helps me relax. It's good for my health in the long term. He said, again, you see, he's trying to meet that line. He's saying, look, if possible, men, women, women. Fine.
Right.
If not possible...
Even not
so,
doctors?
What?
Even not
a... No, he's saying...
Even not a medical massage?
No. He's saying a medical massage. Said even right. A medical massage, l'chatchila, men should be with men, women should be with
right.
Women.
But if not,
but he says,
you know,
again, this is the line he's trying to walk.
Right.
Technically, if it's actually, and again, he puts all these qualifications, it's a real physiotherapist, it's actually medically needed.
Right.
So then technically, it's better for a man to give the woman the massage and vice versa.
But l'chatchila should be man to man, woman.
But l'chatchila not. But he says, be careful, avinte tarit doesn't mean, right? And again, technically, couldn't you have made the argument? Look, someone is a massage therapist.
But that's not
right. He's a masseuse.
It's not medical.
Right,
so.
Right. But you see, technically, should you? Right, let me ask you the question.
Technically,
should avidte tarid allow a man to be a masseuse for a woman?
Yes, but
right.
Technically.
That he's involved in his job, right? If someone's job is to be a masseuse,
technically,
right?
It should be okay.
But why does he say not?
Because it's not.
Because not everything that I could justify theoretically, right? He's going to tell you, Lamaisa, right? If someone comes to you and says, "I want to be a physiotherapist," right?
Right.
So you understand, right? That is. Look, I'll put it coarsely.
But again, he might
okay?
not be doing...
Look, I'm going to put it coarsely, right? And I'm sorry if this bothers you. I'm going to put it coarsely, right? Why is it that that many men or women, right, prefer to go to a spa where the masseuse or whatever the female is are the opposite sex?
Because they're...
I've never been to a spa either. But why is it that certain people prefer this?
Because they're attracted to the masseuse.
Because part of what makes it...
Promiscuous.
Right, part of what makes it enjoyable for some, not for everybody, I'm just saying. Right? Stop! You're wrong.
No.
Stop! No, no, I'm not. No, no, I'm going to finish my sentence. Right? Because...
Oh,
sit, sit, right? Sit and wait for me to finish my thought.
Right?
It is a fact. It is a fact. There are people, right? And look, we all should understand this, that a physiotherapy, right? Someone broke their leg, right? And
I don't
now
think
they
they're going because they're attracted.
But they're not. That's not why they're going, right? But part of why people go to spas
is.
Sometimes in a khanami
might be attractive.
Correct.
Like,
correct. I'm not saying no. That doesn't mean that tech, it doesn't mean everybody does.
It's not like the beach with a main
right. Great. I'm not saying it's everybody. I'm not saying it's everybody. And therefore I'm saying yes. Theoretically, you could have constructed an argument that a massage therapist should also be mutter from men to women, women to men. But why is Rav Chaim David HaLevi not comfortable with it? Because he recognizes that. Not everything that could be justified on a technicality, substantively should. Donnie, what do you want to say? And if you're going to say that person is sick, I'm going to ignore you.
No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
I accept when representation. What I'm going to say is most women. I mean, you're right. There's some. She is what you're saying, but there's most women prefer women to give them massage because they feel more comfortable.
I don't know if that's
because
true.
Because they're like repulsed by men that they.
I don't know if that's true.
It's true.
I don't know if we looked it up. If we looked it up, I don't know if it would be true or not. True.
Well, you're right. There's some people that they go there because it's a different opposite of sex. Right. But most.
I don't know most. I didn't say most. I'm not going to make up I'm not going to make up statistics. I don't know whether it's most women, most men. I don't know. I admit I don't know. My point is, right, that the reason I assume Rav Chaim David HaLevi is not comfortable saying, sure, that a massage therapist is involved in his work and therefore we should lechatchila tell women go to male masseuses and vice versa is because we all understand, right, that a physiotherapist where there's a medical context is less sexualized, yeah, right, mm-hmm, than a spa, which may or may not be. Right? I'm not saying it is, but it's not always not. Right? That's my point. And again, my point is that in postgame, in addition to the formalities, what you find a lot of is not formalities. Right? That's my point. Is a little a shtickle common sense. Right. Okay. Let's joke. That's my point.
What if you use
right?
like a trans? What if you use like this idea of possibly falling attracted to someone as a means of placebo to get them to work better, like in physiotherapy? Someone has.
I would say asur mi d'oraisa.
You just said.
But think about it. That's Ramosha's tshuva, right? No. If what makes it more medically effective is the fact that it is sexualized, that might be a harik val yavor.
Okay.
Right? That was Ramosha's tshuva, right? No. Yossi's question was, what if what makes it more medically effective is that the sexualization of the situation, whatever, calms down the patient, right? I think that is arguably a hard yavor according to Moshe, because not only is it derechiba, it's the isser itself, which is what you're utilizing to matter it, which is Abu Zrayu de Gilui Arayos, right? That's exactly what's usher, right?
Even though it's his job.
No, but that's exactly... No. My point is, no. If it's the person's job and it's not sexualized, right, so then it's a vit deterrent. Yosef is asking, what if what makes it effective is because it's...
I'm not saying he has to be sexualized, but psychologically... Like
I understand, but I think... Again, I understand.
Female with helping her leg get better, she probably feels more aggression towards therapists. Doesn't like her.
It depends. And it depends on community. Mm-hmm. Look, there are many... I'll tell you, right? There are many women who only go to male gynecologists. Only. Why?
Because women can be judgmental.
It's not judgmental. It's because women... Again, this is anecdotal, right? I don't know statistics on this, right? But I know from Ora, right, that many women she's talked to, right, you know, as friends or as a yuetzet, right, are more comfortable with male OBs.
Oh, because women aren't as nice.
Yeah, women are not nice. Because, what's the svara? A woman gynecologist, often, not everyone, obviously, their svara is like, hey, I've been through this too, right? Suck it up, right?
Well,
deal with it, right? And the male, he's never experienced it, so they're gentle, because they don't know, right? Because it's dafka, their inability to understand makes them be overly sensitive. Now, I read a study recently, and this should be totally shocking to all of you, that Haredi women are 100% more comfortable with female doctors than with male gynecologists. That shouldn't surprise you, right? That makes sense. And maybe lechatchila that should be the case, right? I'm okay with that. I'm really okay with that, right?
I mean, they're but, also in there all the time.
But again,
so
but Yosef, what I want to point out is that that type of argument, right, if that was the issue, I would say, look, there I could invoke avidte tarid. Because the reason the woman wants to go to the male gynecologist is not because he's... It's not the
not
sexual aspect of him being a male. It's because he tends to be nicer, he tends to be more sensitive.
It helps you like, yeah.
Correct. But the way you formulated the question originally, but what if part of what is making it medically successful is the fact that it's someone of the opposite sex? Not for a practical reason, right? Not because they tend to be more sensitive, right? But because... Right, of the attraction factor, that I think is Abu Zrayo the Gilei Arayos. Because then it's the sexuality itself that you are taking advantage of. Right? That already is problematic.
Okay.
Right? You understand the distinction.
I didn't mean so much with the attraction.
More
that because when she's with a...
Yosef, I'm not accusing you. I'm just telling you that the difference... Right, that's what I'm saying. If the reason the woman's more comfortable with a man is because men tend to be gentler when they deal with women than women are, right? Which, again, anecdotally, I know many women feel. Right? Many women feel that this is just a reality. That women gynecologists are more aggressive,
yes.
Right? They're just less sympathetic, right? It's just like...
It's like a male physical therapist.
Or whatever, right? You know? You know, and I don't know if it works the other way, right? I'm really not sure it works the other way. I don't know if you had, like, a woman doctor treating a male, she's going to be more sympathetic. I'm not sure. I've anecdotally never heard such a thing, right? I don't know.
I don't know,
right?
Psychologists,
we're talking something different here, right?
I wasn't trying. I was trying to get out of the doctor gynecologist part.
Would that be
like psychologists or physiotherapists?
Again, if what makes the man more comfortable, the woman more comfortable, is not the sexual component of having the opposite sex there, but is something which is ancillary, right? Something which. Accidental, a side point, right? Meaning that the reason that they want the woman is because she tends to be more gentle, right? The reason they want the man is because he tends to be more gentle. Fine. Then what's driving that desire is not the sexuality involved, it's just the technicality,
would there
right?
be a problem of yichud with a psychologist?
Okay, we'll come back to it. What?
The thing is,
what are you laughing about?
Laughing.
What are you like? This is like hundreds of pages in Poskim.
I'm not laughing, first of all.
It's hundreds of pages in Poskim. It's a very complicated shaila.
I'm not laughing. I'm just saying there's more to it.
It's
a good shaila. It's a good shaila.
I did not.
Right.
Okay.
It's still a problem. Like, it's still a secluded area.
Correct.
Like,
good. Okay. Well, hold that thought. Look, Avid Te Tared is a heter not is also for Yichud. Right. We'll see. Okay. Look at 8. So now let's look at Ramosha. Ramosha says, "V'chol ha'heter mishum deinosim derech taiva v'chibas bia shel el tzorach acher." Yitzad hiru ba'avuda taride. Right. The heter is because you're not doing it intimately.
Right.
Right. V'gam ulay misalik ze gam ahad afshel b'derech taiva v'chibas bia namasav shikas d'rabban. Fine. V'im kein tzorach lomar. He said, right, we paskin like the shach, right, that when it's not intimate, it is mutter, and that's why male doctors are allowed to take the pulse or treat women patients, right? Afal pishish rofim akum v'chein osim sharmine mishmushim alpi darkei arufua. He said, what that tells you is that even if you thought there was an Isser Dirabanan, right, Avid Te Tarid doesn't just remove the Isser Daraisa, it removes any potential Isserim Dirabanan. And then what's his proof? Right? But sorry, not as proof. But then he makes the comment. He says, but what about Abba Umna, who didn't rely on this hetera? That was the blood letter in Tainis. But he would try not to look at them, not to touch them.
No, but he did rely.
He still did the job. Just no, he, right? He says, even though that's only midas chasidus, I'm not saying that's the ikar halacha. Right? He says, if there was no concern, then... then there would be no midas chasidus either. And therefore, God wouldn't greet him every day. Right? That was the context of it. Right? He used to get greeted by God every day, right? Or God's court, or whatever. So, what's Rav Moshe saying? And again, this makes a lot of sense within the Rambam. If avid te tarid is mutter because we don't assume there'll be hirur, right? But that means that there might still be hirur, right? And therefore, right, there might be a value to avoiding it. Right? Now again, if you take Nachum's approach, you could give a different argument, which is, look, the reason avid te tarid is mutter is because that's not why you're doing it. But if there's still a possibility that it will cause hirur, and therefore it might technically be mutter, but we're always going to avoid it because we try to avoid hirur as much as possible, right? So,
but he said we get rid of the derabana. It gets rid of the derabana.
Correct, but you understand why you might want to. Okay, one more tshuva in Moshe. Moshe says, "Bedavar mekamos rechitzel nashim shashomer lahatzil kshachas v'sham ira sheisha agam narochlos nitbeis v'tzarach latzilahu ish." Right, women go to a place where there is a male lifeguard, so that if God forbid one of the women starts drowning, he'll save her. In Rasha Isha Shemer Das Lirchad Sham, can a woman go there? He says he named Mechem Sham Makom Kavul Rechitzas Nashim Kumo Beveisa Venvajem Pritzos Bishvil Echad Shenimta Sham Shelo Lechavanas Pritzos Elikal Vanas Malachda. Rav Moshe takes which formulation in this tshuva at least? Nachum, no, Nachum's. He says the woman's allowed to go to the beach. Why? Not the beach. The separate pool. He's bringing the beach.
Pool with a male lifeguard.
Why? And now he offers Nachum's approach. Not because it won't cause hirur, but because we assume that it's not a makom pritzos because it's a place for women. And the lifeguard, not that there isn't going to be hirur, but that's not why he's there. Well, right? He's there for work.
Right.
He says, but then he says, the gam bar shabar shayone shalze. He said, however, the lifeguard himself, I'm sure, will be punished. Right? He's pretty straightforward about this. Al sha'asak b'ta'avosav, because he was involved in his desires. Shaydezil ha'shach sh'asam alach t'lira z'mchas v'sham yisharech hatzalah. V'gam yirel ha'asak b'zeh d'shem ha'yera az achas sh'tovas v'lo yad l'atzila sh'azvada yigal l'kol nashim v'shayetim v'shim sha'asak b'ta'avosav v'lochat z'altzalah sh'achru al zeh. He said, now, obviously he's going to save the women, because otherwise, if he only became a lifeguard to enjoy watching the women, and therefore he misses the drowning woman because he's staring at the good-looking woman, he's going to go to jail, right? He will be a murderer, a manslaughter, whatever. He said, therefore, it's not technically us, sir. I mean, what's Rav Moshe saying? I mean, Rav Moshe is implying a very subtle argument.
Even if he's doing it...
No, listen. It's a very subtle argument. He's saying, technically, it sounds like what he's saying, technically, avid te tarid is mutter because why? Of what Nachum said. Because that's not why he did it.
But
substantively, if it causes hirur, or that was part of his intention, it's a terrible thing to do. And therefore, Moshe seems to be implying that the only time, not only would I say it's technically mutter, but lemaisa I would tell somebody to be avidin avid te tarid is if he's not doing it for the wrong reasons, and it's not going to cause hirur.
Wait, so if it's gonna...
Right, because again, like, he implies that technically, because the lifeguard isn't going into the profession for pritzos, it's not mamish aser.
But
he thinks the guy is going to hell anyways. Right? I mean, right?
Yeah, but if he is doing it...
Right, look, let's be... Right? Again, sometimes the only way to understand what Shuba is saying is to use rough language.
Right?
I'm telling you. Right? I don't mean this like a curse. I mean literally. No, he's saying the guy is going to purgatory.
If he's
right? The guy's going to be punished.
If he's doing
it, right?
If he's doing it...
What?
Purgatory is a little easier than hell, don't you think?
What do you mean?
Purgatory, you're in the middle.
Again, I'm not going into Dante's levels of how many levels there are of purgatory, the inferno. I don't know. I'm just saying, right?
Bobby.
Big Adol, Gehenna, right? Big Adol, right? Whatever, whatever that means, okay?
Wait a minute, it kind of, you said something about even if he does it in a, for the sexual
so, but it
act,
sounds like he's saying, look, no, not for non-sexual acts. He's saying he's not going there. But he said technically it's mutter to go because the guy isn't becoming a lifeguard exclusively
for
sexual pleasure.
He's going to save the person.
Right? But he said, so he implies that maybe Avide Tarit is technically a heter for why did you go into that job in the first place. But substantively, he tells you, but someone shouldn't do that.
Right.
They shouldn't do that. And therefore, he adds, and therefore he says, look, technically I think women are allowed to go there. Because it's a place only for women, and technically the lifeguard's allowed to be there.
Right.
But substantively, I'm worried about what's going on in that guy's head. And therefore, and therefore he says, and one second, therefore he says, what? I would tell you
not to go.
No, I would tell the woman not to go either.
Oh. Really?
Right?
Even if it's separate swimming, but there's a man.
That's what he says. He says, "B'di'evit, it's fine." But lechatchila, he said, there's still something off. And again, this is why I said there's a spectrum. Ramosha is saying maybe technically it's mutter, even if the guy is only go, even if. Right? Again, what is he implying? He's implying Nachum. Saying even if the heter is technically that Avid Teitar is not, it won't cause hero, but that's not why you did it.
Right.
And therefore it's mutter. The fact that substantively I'm worried that hero will happen means that even if you could take advantage of the heter, the lifeguard shouldn't. And because the lifeguard shouldn't take advantage of the heter, it's not technically usher for the women to go there, but women who are very, very from, right, or the wives of Amidei Chachamim, and held to a higher standard, maybe they should avoid it. I'm not saying it's usher. And again, this is what I told you, is that post-game... No, again.
No, it's
again.
People are very machne.
Right.
And again, that's what I'm saying, is... What you see in the post-game is a spectrum. Right? He's not saying it's usher. He's not claiming it's usher. Right? And maybe some other posik will say, Rav Moshe thought it was a bad idea, but not usher, and I think it's not such a bad idea. But they're all trying to balance what is technically mutter, what's a good idea. Right, you might draw your line in different places, but they're all in a similar conversation about the type of factors that you need to keep in mind. Yes?
Right.
Okay, good.
Wait, does this apply to a co-ed, like a male lifeguard?
No, a co-ed pool is just usher.
I'm saying for the lifeguard.
Why is he there? Why is this happening? Why is there such a pool?
It's mutter for the, like,
it's not a co-ed pool. That's not what he's talking about. A co-ed pool is problematic.
Right. I'm saying for the lifeguard, because there's...
Why is the lifeguard going there?
There's males there as well.
Why does such a pool exist?
I'm saying, like...
Look, I promise you, if you ask for Moshe... You ask for Moshe, Moshe would say... The shiloh doesn't get off the ground. This pool doesn't exist.
I am not talking about...
Right? There are, it should not exist. It should
Rebbe,
not be such
just,
a thing.
Rebbe, we were just talking about a male being a lifeguard in a female pool. Would it be less problematic if it's a co-ed pool?
No, it'd be more problematic because the whole situation is usher. Right?
Get it? It should even be women and men in a pool together anyway.
Can we...
Right, but that's the usher. That's the usher.
Okay, guys, listen. Guys, listen for a second. Okay? Technically, I could run you through the second sheet right now, but it probably is better to do Achana. So what I gave you in the second sheet, and again, I already touched on one of them, is the balance. As I said, part of the balance in Poskim is simply their common sense.
Mm-hmm.
But part of what the Poskim are balancing is that there's Avid Teitarit on one side, and then there's this warning of the Gemara, right? Avoid... Right, lo yilamed adam is bino umen is benan ashram. So I gave you just a few key sources, right? It's four sources from the Gemara and the Rishonim about that sugya. And then what I gave you, I'm just telling you what I gave you here, okay? In five, I gave you a summary from a sefer, a pamphlet that was published on the approach of various poskim pro and against men going into gynecology. Okay. Then what I gave you is a online tshuva by Rav Shurlo on why he thinks that men shouldn't be lifeguards. Okay. I gave you a tshuva by Rav Aviner because I think it is actually very good because
for females.
Yes.
Okay.
For females. Yes.
Right. Not
right. Or in mixed or whatever.
Right.
Right. Then I gave you a tshuva by Rav Aviner because he was the only person. He actually is the most explicit who's developing the thesis that I've been trying to get at, which is that when you judge Avid Teitarit or any issue within the Arayos. You don't only ask, is it technically mutter? You ask, is it a good idea? And that's why there might be a difference between a gynecologist and a lifeguard, right, at a woman's pool, right? And then, the last thing I gave you is that there is a tshuva that is often quoted to prove this point from the Rugged Shover, where the Rugged Shover notes that there is a case in the Gemara, and that's what you'll see in number 8, where something should be mutter because of vite tarid, but the Gemara makes a distinction between beautiful women and not beautiful women, right? Which leads the Rugged Shover to put formal language on this distinction and say, look, there's certain things that might be mutter, but if we know lemaisa it's going to cause hirhurim because the woman in question is particularly beautiful, right? So then you might want to avoid it, right? Or it might actually be usser, right? Because this isn't a black and het there. Okay, so that's the Gemara that the Rugged Shover based himself in 8, and the actual truth of the Rugged Shover from Shammat Yosef in number 9, okay? This shouldn't take us more than one day, right? And then we will be done with this topic, and then we will move on to back to more of a Zara topics. The ones that we just skipped on Daf Chaf, we'll go back to the beginning of Daf Chaf, and do Lo Sechanim.